from Mark chapter 15 verse 40 to chapter 16 verse 1.
今天的经节取自于马可福音第十五章四十节到第十六章第一节.
Mark chapter 15 verse 40.
马可福音十五章四十节.
I'll read in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. Mark chapter 15 verse 40. Some women were watching from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James the younger, and of Joseph, and Salome. In Galilee, this woman had followed him and cared for his needs. Many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem were also there. It was preparation day, that is the day before Sabbath. So, as evening approached, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent member of the council, who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Pilate was surprised to hear that he was already dead. Summoning the centurion, he asked him if Jesus had already died. When he heard from the centurion that it was so, he gave the body to Joseph. So Joseph bought some linen cloth, took down the body, wrapped it in the linen, and placed it in a tomb cut out of rock. Then he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹平安.
This morning, very good already. Now, last week, our sermon is about Peter's denial.
上周讲台的信息是关于彼得不认耶稣.
Now, Pastor Daniel meticulously contrasted for us Peter's denial with Jesus' own affirmation when he's on trial.
光耀传道细心的对比彼得的否认和耶稣对自己的身份在审判时的肯定.
And so, at our darkest moment,
在我们最黑暗的时刻,
when we feel like giving up our faith for ourselves,
当我们想放弃的时候,
we learn, therefore, to focus our attention on Jesus.
我们学习将注意力集中在耶稣.
And Jesus openly affirmed his messianic identity, even when all odds were against him.
面对这重重的困难, 耶稣却公开地声明自己的身份.
Now, I'm sure to some, Jesus, you know, open affirmation of his identity may seem like foolishness to them.
对一些人而言, 耶稣公开确认他的救主的身份是很愚蠢的.
Who does this guy who is now arrested and on trial, who does he think he is?
这被逮捕和审判的家伙认为他是谁啊?
Doesn't he know that he's about to die?
难道他不知道自己即将面临死亡?
How can someone in such a downtrodden state be claiming to be the Messiah?
一个这么受压迫的人怎么仍然声称自己是弥赛亚呢?
Now, yet what is ludicrous or even blasphemous to others should not be so to the disciples, to the apostles.
然而对于别人是可笑的,甚至亵渎的,对于门徒而言不应该如此.
Because to the apostles, Jesus' current predicament would have been the perfect confirmation of his messianic identity.
相反的,耶稣的困境应该是确定他身份最好的凭据.
Why?
为什么呢?
Because they were the only ones with the inside information on this entire issue.
因为门徒是唯一了解这事情的内幕的人.
I stress again, they were the only ones who know that the Messiah must suffer, be rejected, killed, but eventually rise again.
唯有他们知道弥赛亚必须受苦、被拒绝、杀害，但最终从死里复活.
They were the only ones.
他们是唯一知道的人.
Now perhaps at this juncture, it might seem like too much to ask for these disciples, you know, to hold on to their faith.
也许在这个时刻,要求门徒坚持信仰是很困难的.
After all, it was a dangerous and life-threatening situation.
这毕竟是一个很危险,关系到他们性命的情况.
But let me stress once again that they were the only ones to know.
但我再强调一次,他们是唯一知道这事的.
They were told, not once,
他们被告知不止一次
，not twice，
两次
，but three times，
而是三次。
And therefore, let's recollect these three moments, respectively found in Mark chapter 8, chapter 9, and chapter 10.
让我们回想这三段时刻，分别在马可福音第八、九和十章。
In Mark chapter 8, verse 29, Jesus asked them, "What about you? Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah."
在第八章二十九节，他又问他们说，那么你们呢？你们说我是谁？彼得回答，你是基督。
And what did Jesus begin to say? Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him.
耶稣郑重地嘱咐他们不要把他的事告诉人。
They are the only ones to know.
他们是唯一知道这事的人。
So now he begins to share with them what it means to be the Messiah.
于是他教导他们。
And the Messiah, he teach them, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and he must be killed. But after 3 days, rise again.
人子必须受许多苦，被长老、祭司长和经学家弃绝、杀害，三天后复活。
In Mark chapter 9, Jesus once again say, it says Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were because he was teaching his disciples specifically.About his messiahship.
在马可福音第九章，耶稣不想让人知道，因为他正在教导门徒。他又对他们说，人子将要被交在人的手里，他们要杀害他，死后三天他要复活。
In Mark chapter 10, we were told again that he took the 12 aside and told them what was going to happen to him.
在马可福音第十章，耶稣又把十二门徒带到一边，把自己将要遭遇的事告诉他们。
And then he told them the third time what's going to happen to him.
然后第三次向他们说什么事将会发生。
So imagine if you have been following the storyline so far up to this point.
试想你一直跟着故事的情节直到现在。
So if anyone were to be the faithful ones.
若有忠诚的。
Anyone who is supposed to be the one anticipating Jesus' death but also awaiting his resurrection.
期待耶稣的死亡的，但也同样的等待他复活的。
You would expect them to be these very apostles.
那应该就是这些使徒了。
Because they were the only ones to know the truth.
因为他们是唯一知道真相的。
Jesus only gave this teaching to them alone.
耶稣只是教导他们。
But we were told that they fled in the midst of self-preservation.
然而他们却为了自保而逃离了。
Even the boldest of them denied Jesus 3 times.
他们之中最有胆识的竟然三次不认耶稣。
And so we couldn't help but feel, you know, sorely disappointed at this time.
我们不禁对事情的发展而感到非常失望。
If Jesus is the male lead of this whole story, then the apostles are the main supporting cast.
如果耶稣是剧中的男主角，使徒们就像是主要的男配角。
And now, just as we are coming to the climax of this story,
然而正当我们进入剧中最关键的一幕
and we know this is the most pivotal moment about Jesus' death and resurrection,
那是最关键的一个时刻
all the supporting cast faded away,
配角却一一消失了
So as whether as readers or listeners, you feel like shouting to the characters,
身为读者和听众的我们想要对他们大喊
Hang on, come on.
等等。
This is the moment you were prepared for.
你们是为这一刻而做准备的。
Don't you know, haven't you heard, you are supposed to witness the death and resurrection of Jesus.
你们即将见证弥赛亚的死和复活啊。
This is why you were chosen.
你们是为此而被呼召的。
You are supposed to be with Jesus at this time.
你们是要与耶稣同在的。
Didn't you ask to be at the right and left of Jesus?
你们不是要在耶稣的荣耀里坐在他的左右边吗？
Instead, we end up with 2 rebels with him on the cross, one on his left and one on his right.
耶稣反而与两个强盗同钉十字架，一个在左，一个在左右。
Now make no mistake, this scenario is precisely Mark's intention.
毫无疑问的，这正是马可要我们看到的。
We do not have brave apostles beside Jesus on the cross.
没有勇气可嘉的使徒，只有十字架上的耶稣。
We do not see them guarding cautiously by the tomb.
我们没有看到门徒们小心翼翼地守着坟墓。
We do not see apostles proclaiming triumphantly that, oh, Jesus is risen. We do not see that after the resurrection.
或在复活后宣告耶稣的胜利。
Instead, what do we have?
我们看到的是什么呢？
What does Mark show us?
马可给我们看到什么呢？
What we have is a bunch of aunties.
我们看到的是一群大婶。
And so let's spend some time knowing these aunties well.
所以让我们花些时间来认识他们。
The first auntie is known as Mary Magdalene.
第一位大婶被称为莫大拉的玛利亚。
Now Magdalene is not her surname. It simply means that she's named Mary from a place called Magdala.
莫大拉不是她的姓，这个名字只是意味着她是来自莫大拉的。
And from Luke chapter 8, we have some extra information.
从路加福音里。
And this extra information tells us that Mary is probably a very generous auntie, you know, whom Jesus healed from a very terrible disease.
我们得知玛利亚是被耶稣医治的一位很慷慨的一位大婶。
And all these things happened when Jesus' main activities were still in Galilee.
这些事件发生在耶稣还在加利利的时候。
Let me read this to you from Luke chapter 8. After this, Jesus traveled from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God.
在路加福音第八章，不久，耶稣周游各城各村讲道，宣扬神的国的福音。
All this still happening in Galilee.
这些都在加利利里。
And the 12 was with him, and also some woman who has been cured of evil spirits and disease.
和他在一起的有十二门徒，还有几个蒙了医治、脱离污鬼与疾病的妇女。
And here it says, Mary called Magdalene, from whom the 7 demons had come out.
其中有称为莫大拉的玛利亚，曾有七个鬼从她身上赶出来。
The other aunties were known as Joanna, the wife of Chuza, the manager of Herod's household, Susanna, and many others.
还有希律的管家古撒的妻子约亚娜，又有苏珊娜和许多别的妇女。
And it says these women were helping to support them out of their own means.
他们都用自己的财物供给耶稣和门徒。
Now Catholic traditions combine this Mary of Magdala with Mary of Bethany, the sister of Martha and Lazarus.
天主教传统称莫大拉的玛利亚和伯大尼的玛利亚为同样一个人，就是马大和拉撒路的妹妹。
But following our Protestant traditions, I disagree with the Catholics' interpretation.
但是我认为在这方面，基督教传统和天主教的见解有所不同。
This Mary of Magdala obviously comes from Galilee.
这莫大拉的玛利亚显然是来自加利利。
She's an older and richer woman who could support Jesus' ministry.
她是一个年纪较大、更富裕的妇女，才能够有资源来支持耶稣的事工。
And Mary of Bethany, come on, Bethany. She therefore comes from Bethany, which is near Jerusalem in the south. Usually, she's linked with her siblings.
伯大尼的玛利亚是处在离耶路撒冷不远的伯大尼。论到她时，也常会提到她的兄弟姐妹。
And so my conclusion is that these are two separate people, persons.
所以我的结论就是，他们是两个不同的人。
Now, if you were to combine the two, this will be further complicated by the Gospel of John, who named Mary of Bethany as the one who anointed Jesus with the expensive perfume.
在约翰福音里用昂贵香水膏耶稣的那位伯大尼的玛利亚。
And therefore, if you take this interpretation, then Mary Magdalene, when she was mentioned, you know, to us now as the one who was watching Jesus from a distance, she would seem like a very familiar character to us.
所以，当我们提到莫大拉的玛利亚，你听起来可能是觉得她是一个熟悉的人物。
But in my opinion, this is very, very far removed from Mark's intention.
可是，在我来看，这是远离了马可所要呈现的。
In Mark's presentation, in his gospel, we see that the one who anointed Jesus was an anonymous woman.
在马可福音里，膏抹耶稣的是一个无名的女子。
And therefore, when it comes to the climax of today's narrative.
而在这整个叙述的高潮
At the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ,
在耶稣基督的死和复活中
Mary Magdalene is actually just a new character that is appearing for the very first time.
莫大拉的玛利亚是首次出现的一个新的角色
And she is the first auntie that we'll come to know.
她是我们认识的第一位大婶
Now if you find all this identity of who is Mary Magdalene very confusing, I can tell you the next two aunties are even worse.
若你认为莫大拉的玛利亚身份是很混乱的，接下来的两位阿婶更是雪上加霜。
You can tell that it is very confusing because Luke, who we know is a very diligent historian, simply just lumped them all together.
他们的身份之所以会很混乱，是因为路加这位勤奋的历史学家把他们一笔放在一起。
So Luke just called them all these women who followed from Galilee.
他称他们为从加利利跟随耶稣来的妇女。
Now the second auntie is known as Mary, the mother of James the younger and of Joseph.
第二位大婶是被称为雅各和约西的母亲玛利亚。
You can tell that there were many Marys at that time.
不幸的是，有很多位玛利亚。
And this is because this name Mary came from the word Miriam, which is Moses' sister, and is a very popular scriptural character.
因为这个名字的由来是从圣经人物玛利亚母摩西的姐姐而来的。
And this is so Mary is very common, somewhat like the Joshuas of Jubilee.
这有点像喜年堂里有很多 Joshua 一样。
Now there is many theories as to who this Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, is.
对于这个玛利亚的身份有很多的理论。
But I believe it refers to Jesus' mother, that Mary.
但我相信他指的就是那位玛利亚，耶稣的母亲。
My reasoning is because this interpretation fits with Mark's usual presentation of this Jesus' mother.
因为这个解释符合马可一向呈现玛利亚的作风，就是形容她为耶稣兄弟的母亲。
That Mary is the mother of Jesus' brothers. So we see this from, for example, in Mark chapter 3, he says, Jesus' mother and brothers came and then later he says, your mother and brothers were outside looking for you.
就在马可第三章我们看到耶稣的母亲和弟弟来了，站在外面传话给他，叫他出来。
And then we see in Mark chapter 6, which is the critical one. In Mark chapter 6, it says, isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph? Can you see the names here?
在马可第六章我们又看到，这不是那木匠吗？不是玛利亚的儿子雅各、约西、犹大、西门的哥哥吗？
So we can confirm here, therefore this woman is probably Jesus' mother.
所以这位阿婶应该就是耶稣的妈妈。
But before you dramatize this scene into this very touching moment between mother and son at the cross,
但在你把这一幕戏剧化成一个很感人的母亲和儿子故事之前，
You must understand that there is no Christmas story in Mark. Mark does not have any Christmas story in his gospel.
你必须明白，在马可福音里没有所谓的圣诞故事。
In our mind, we might have idealized Jesus' mother Mary into this very submissive, perfect bearer of God, saying "I do" and so on.
我们可能把玛利亚理想化成一个很完全顺服神的妇女。
But in Mark, it is not presented this way.
但在马可里我们看到的不是这样。
In Mark, our only impression of Jesus' mother is a bossy woman waiting outside the room. Hey, Jesus, are you coming out?
我们的印象就是，她是一个在房间外等候的专横的妇女。
So at this moment, Mary is just yet another unfamiliar character to us.
所以在这一刻，她也是一个陌生的角色。
She is just another auntie.Looking, watching all this in the distance.
她只是一位隔着距离观看的大婶。
Now the third auntie is known as Salome.
第三位大婶被称为萨罗米。
And in this case, Matthew's version of the events is very helpful to us.
在这里，马太的叙述给我们很大的帮助。
Matthew identifies Salome as the wife of Zebedee, the mother of James and John, the two apostles of Jesus.
他定萨罗米为西比泰的妻子雅各和约翰，耶稣两个门徒的母亲。
So we see this described in Matthew chapter 27. Among them were Mary Magdalene, the mother of James and Joseph. And then the third one, how does he describe? He describes them as the mother of Zebedee's sons.
他们中间有莫大拉的玛利亚、雅各和约西的母亲玛利亚，以及西比泰的儿子的母亲。
Now in Matthew, Matthew actually gave quite a bit of limelight to Salome.
马太也显示出萨罗米这个角色。
And he described her initiative to try to talk to Jesus.
描述她主动的去接近耶稣。
Let's read this in Matthew chapter 20. It says, "Then the mother of Zebedee's sons, whom we know as Salome, came to Jesus with her sons, kneeling down, asking for a favor."
那时西比泰的儿子的母亲就是萨罗米，带着他的两个儿子前来见耶稣，他跪在耶稣面前求他。
What is it that you want? Jesus asked.
耶稣问他你想要什么。
And then Salome said, grant one of these two sons of mine that they may sit on your right and left in your kingdom.
他就说求你下令使我两个儿子在你的国里，一个坐在你的右边，一个坐在你的左边。
But now let's look at Mark's version of the same story, and we see how Salome is being downplayed.
但我们观察萨罗米的角色是如何在马可的版本中被淡化了。
We see that Salome is missing from this story. Instead, it was James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who came to Jesus himself, who asked to sit on the left and right of him.
反而是西比泰的儿子自己亲自来到耶稣跟前问他。
So Salome is missing in this story.
萨罗米根本不存在。
At the cross, therefore, when Mark mentions Salome, Salome is just Salome.
所以就在十字架前，萨罗米仅仅就是萨罗米。
He is not the wife of Zebedee.
她不是西比泰的妻子。
He is not the mother of James and John.
也不是雅各和约翰的母亲。
To the reader or the listener listening for the first time, she is just another auntie.Watching at a distance.
他只是另外一位大婶在观看。
Now, before I come back to talk about all these three aunties,
在我继续谈论这些大婶之前
I want to talk about our final character of today's story called Joseph of Arimathea.
我想谈谈今天最后的角色亚利马太的约瑟。
He was a member of the Jewish council.
他是一个犹太大会的议员。
And therefore, whether you like it or not, he is one of those who were.He's at least indirectly responsible for Jesus' death.
这意味着他对耶稣的死有间接的责任。
But however, we see therefore in for example, the Gospel of Luke, he would defend this guy, saying he's a good and upright man who has not consented to their decision and action.
但路加却为他辩护，说他是一个善良公义、一向等候神的国，并不符合众人的计谋和行为。
And Matthew and John further this revealed to us that John is actually a secret disciple of Jesus.
约翰和马太进一步的向我们透露，约瑟其实是一个暗暗跟随耶稣的门徒。
But in Mark, we see none of all these justifications from the other Gospels.
但是在马可，我们并没有看到这些解释。
In Mark, he is simply described as one who is waiting for the kingdom of God.
他只是被描述为一个等候神国度的人。
What this means is that he simply is one who abides with the Jewish law. He is one who is faithful.
就是他是一个遵守犹太法律的人。
And therefore, why does he go to bury Jesus?
那为什么他会去埋葬耶稣呢？
Simply because that is what the law says.
就是因为他是在遵守律法。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 21, we read this law.
在《生命记》第二十章里，二十一章里，我们读到
：If someone is guilty of a capital punishment, is put to death, and their body is exposed on a pole, you must not leave the body hanging in the pole overnight.
如果人犯了该死的罪，被处死以后，你就把他挂在木头上，他的尸体不可留在树上过夜。
Be sure to bury it the same day, because anyone who is hung on a pole is under God's curse.
必须在当日把它埋葬，因为被挂在木头上的是受神诅咒的。
You must not desecrate the land the Lord your God is given to you as an inheritance.
这样你就不至于玷污耶和华你的神赐给你做产业的地。
So in Mark, if we were to just use his presentation, we see that Joseph did not have a special relationship with Jesus.
在马可福音里，我们看到约瑟并没有与耶稣有什么特殊的关系。
He cameForward boldly to bury Jesus simply because it's the right thing to do.
他大胆地向前来埋葬耶稣，只是因为这是正确的事。
Now we can say the same thing about the rest of these aunties who were watching the death and resurrection of Jesus.
对于其余的在场的大婶也是相同的。
They were described by Mark saying, "In Galilee, this woman had followed Jesus and cared for his needs."
他们被形容为这些妇女在加利利的时候一直跟随服侍他。
So at this very pivotal moment, the death and resurrection of Jesus,
在这很关键的时刻
，they were not there because they have special inside information about Jesus.
这些人他们在场不是因为他们知道关于耶稣的什么内幕的消息。
They were not there because Jesus had given them special teachings that he's going to rise again.
他们不是受耶稣所教说他会死又会复活。
I don't think that they were expecting any miracles after Jesus died on the cross.
我认为他们也没有期望耶稣死在十字架后会有什么奇迹。
So why were they there? Why were they able to witness this very pivotal moment?
那为什么他们会在场呢？
Because as good aunties do, they were just there to care for Jesus and his needs.
可是就像很善良的大婶一样，他们关心耶稣，服侍他。
Yet unknowingly, at this moment, they became the witnesses to the most critical event of Jesus' life, his death and resurrection.
然而不知不觉中，他们见证了耶稣生命中最重要的事，他的死亡和复活。
They were just there to care for Jesus' needs.
他们只是在那边关心耶稣。
Now Mary Magdalene is known as the apostle to the apostles.
莫大拉的玛利亚被称为使徒们的使徒。
She is given that title because she is the one who announced Jesus' resurrection to the apostles.
她有这个称号，因为她是向使徒们宣布耶稣复活的人。
The word apostles literally mean the one who was sent, or rather sent to tell.
使徒的意思就是被差遣的。
So this title that Mary has, the apostle to the apostles, this seems quite ironic because, well, the apostles were supposed to be the apostles.
这是有些讽刺的，因为使徒应该就是使徒。
But yet, she's called the apostles to the apostles. So Mary Magdalene and all these aunties became the apostles instead.
但莫大拉的玛利亚和其他的大婶们却成为使徒们的使徒。
And this is my reflection of what we have learned today.
这是我反思中所学习到的。
Sometimes in church we aim to do big things, big projects.
我们在教会里想做成就很大很伟大的事。
And then sometimes we want to say strong things, do great things.
我们要做很伟大的事。
And like Peter, sometimes we say emphatically, no, even if everybody dies, I will not leave you. I will always be there.
像彼得一样，我们可能很热情地说，就算必须与你一同死，我也决定绝对不会不认你。
And we celebrate the heroes who go on difficult missions.
我们很赞扬在困难的任务中的英雄。
And we admire the leaders with their very honorable duties.
和那些受可敬职责的领导人。
But to me, I have a different yardstick.
但是我用不同的方式来衡量。
I ask, are you faithful on the little things?
你在小事上忠心吗？
Are you faithful in the little things?
在小事上你有忠心吗？
Because it is such faithfulness that matter the most in the moments that really count.
因为在最关键的时刻，正是这样的忠诚才算数。
I have talented people.
在我身边有许多有很能干的。
I have brilliant minds.
很聪明的。
But some are never around when I need them.
但有些当我需要他们时，从不在。
But in Jubilee, I'm thankful to my aunties.
但在禧年堂，我很感谢这里的阿婶们。
These aunties are talented and brilliant too.
他们很有才华，也很机智。
They prepare the Holy Communion without fail.
他们准备圣餐从未失责。
They change the liturgical colors when it's time to change.
他们在时档的时候更换礼拜的装饰。
They feed the cell groups.
他们喂养着小组。
And they pray for me.
他们也为我祷告。
And I believe that whenever Jubilee is given miracles,
我相信禧年堂会有奇迹。
And when Jesus is given, and when Jubilee is given miracles, they are our true apostles.
他们就是我们真正的使徒。
Let us pray.